This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What's the top of the hour, America? Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as we continue to talk about Benghazi. Earlier in the week, we spoke with Charles Woods, Tyrone Woods' father, the Navy SEAL that was killed, one of four Americans on that night some 5 years ago. And what do we know 5 years later? And what has been leaking out has something to do with security and Torres Advanced Systems. With us right now is Brad Owens. Brad was on the ground 5 years ago, and they were told by Hillary's State Department to say nothing, know nothing, don't speak up. But Brad Owens, I got to tell you, you are doing this country a great service by speaking up, because so much after millions of dollars that have been invested to find out what happened at Benghazi, clearly there's been a lot of CYA taking place. And, you know, you wonder very frustratingly if we would ever get to the truth of the matter.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me on your show. Thank you for taking this serious matter as what it is, a very serious matter. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that's really prompted us to come forward. I mean, I know people, I've gotten a lot of questions about why we waited, you know, 5 years to come forward. And the main reason is because there was, other than a threat by the State Department, you know, bureaucrats that were responsible for this, is that the company has, you know, we've got 8,000 employees. You know, mm-hmm. we have a lot of people to think about. And, you know, the past administration can be very vindictive. And a matter of fact, they would punish people that would speak out. They would punish you right. by, you know, bad evaluations and things. So, you know, we had to make a decision of what was going to be best for our employees, which are very important to us. But secondly, it has caused us a lot of guilt. I mean, you know, because I think about Ty's, you know, family. I think about Glenn's family. I think about Ambassador Stevens and Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. And so we decided now with the change of administration and given that it's the 5th year anniversary, we decided to come forward and talk about who the real culprits are in this and how, and also talk about, you know, the way that these guys operate to suppress, you know, they actually, you know, pressured us into silence, and, you know, unwillingly we became part of this cover-up.
Yeah.
So we wanted to come forward, wanted to clear the air, we want some justice for Benghazi, and we would like, really, you talked about the millions of dollars worth of investigation. That's interesting. You know, would you believe that not one single individual at the State Department was fired over the Benghazi attacks?
Yeah, we can believe it. Yeah, and it's followed the form and fashion of Hillary Clinton and one Barack Obama. I mean, this is the administration. I mean, the buck stops with them. Interestingly, Brad, as you stated, you were directed not to say anything, and of course, you're thinking of the 8,000 employees, the families that you and Mr. Torres, you know, support here through this company. And, you know, and so you guys stay quiet, and there was no benefit. I mean, what in 20 other additional opportunities to serve, you only got two of the assignments out of 20.
Yeah, and we were the incumbent on those contracts. See, these contracts at the embassy, a lot of people think that the Marines guard the embassy. They don't. The Marines guard the crypto machines and the intelligence at the embassies. The outer ring of security, like what your folks would probably be more familiar with, like a TSA, you know, the guys at the airport, we put them through the metal detectors and x-rays and search cars and things. That's the local guard. That's, you know, and their local nationals that are hired work under contract for the firm that gets the contract. Now, you know, they're bound by lowest bid technically acceptable, which means there was a 1990 law. Think about it, 27 years ago, think of the threat posture around the world towards the United States, much different than it is today. The threat is completely different, but we're bound by this rule that says that if you're a technically acceptable company, if you meet the absolute minimum standard to be a security company, then, and you're the low bid, you get it. That's the way it works. So we were the sole competitor. We've been in Libya for quite a few months.
Well, Brad Wayne, we're gonna stop it right there because we got to go to break. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Brad Owens.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That's what it's all about, to understand what is happening. And here we are 5 years down the road. Many questions, millions of dollars have been invested, and still too many questions left unanswered. And what is coming out loud and clear is there has been a concerted cover-up by Hillary Clinton's State Department. And here to break it down further for us is Brad Owens with the Taurus Advanced Systems. Brad, you were just explaining before the break exactly what, you know, groups like yours do. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, so we would, when we go into these local guard force contracts, which are the outer ring of security at the embassy, we hire the locals, train them, and put them in place. There was an interesting push through the Obama administration to make as many of these unarmed as possible. There were a lot of places where these contracts have to be rebid every 5 years, no matter if you're doing a great job or not. It's rebid every 5 years just to keep the process fair and open and fresh. So over the course of, you know, the Obama administration, dozens of these embassies that were armed positions before were, you know, pretty much made unarmed positions. Now, these are, again, the contracting officers safe in their cubicles in Roslyn, Virginia, make these decisions. Now, in Libya particularly, it's disturbing because the RSO, which is the regional security officer who's the diplomat security service agent in charge of security, his name was Eric Nordstrom, and the ambassador himself had sent hundreds, not a few, hundreds, almost 400 requests for additional security for Libya. And that's in the course of 1 year. So that's more than one a day was sent back going, hey, we need more security, we need more security. And, you know, the guys in Virginia that are safe in their cubicles just said, no, we'll find the money maybe later, or we'll do it some other way. But the reality was the State Department knew it was dangerous in Benghazi. As a matter of fact, there's a classified cable that's been released where Ambassador Stevens said implicitly, this compound could not resist or could not survive a coordinated attack against it, which is exactly what we got hit with. It's interesting enough too that, you know, immediately, the administration went into damage control and they put out this false line about the protest and
the video.
We knew within 24 hours. Yeah, the video. Yeah. We knew within 24 hours that was a lie because we had contacts on the ground there. I spent, 8 months on the ground with these guys. So, It was disturbing to us because, again, I'm a Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of guy, I guess. I used to be, you know, believing that our government would, you know, not that they wouldn't lie to us, but, you know, in situations like this, that at least the guys that worked inside the government, not the political people, would want the truth out. But in reality, these middle management bureaucrats, they are the deep state that you hear about. This is exactly what we're talking about. And this is a prime example of how government tenured government bureaucrats can make mistakes through negligence and poor decision making, up to and including getting people killed. and there's no accountability for it. And it's just it's time for the administration that we have now to step forward, start cleaning the swamp. I mean, we're hoping that this will assist the new administration in making some good choices on how to drain the swamp at the State Department, because, boy, let me tell you, that'd be a great place to start for the new administration.
Well, without a doubt, and this is the reason, I believe, one of the many reasons known or unbeknownst to the voters why they selected Donald Trump, because they knew the deep state, whether they called it the deep state or the establishment, there was something wrong in River City here, to say the least. Now, just to put everything in perspective, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand Brad Owens, a former Army intelligence officer, Jerry Torres, who founded Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions that does this work, is a former Green Beret himself. So, I mean, you've got talented men and women involved in the organization that do this for a living. And when you see incongruities like this, Brad, this has got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. I mean, you know you're in trouble, that having a fair chance to be effective to the mission is greatly compromised from the get-go. And what's amazing, as you say, these suits in their comfy little offices making these life and death decisions, they're, you know, thousands of miles away, is so, it's so ridiculous. And it's clear the level of incompetence that has been promoted and what it has done in killing an ambassador and three other Americans, Navy SEALs, and it's heartbreaking. And to see that,
Mr. Martinez, it's important to me because that could have been me,
yes,
one of those guys. That's mm-hmm. the type of work I did.
Right.
I mean, I think about my daughter without me here. I think about my wife. I think about my family, and it's very important for me that people humanize this story. It was Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Dorey, and Ty Woods. That's
yes.
who it was. Those people, their life had value. They were people of substance to our world. And they're gone now because of bureaucratic mismanagement. And everybody wants to make this political. For me, it's not political. I mean, this is about the buck stops at the top, okay? So everybody wants to blame Hillary Clinton. But listen, there was a lot of accomplices along the way that took part in this ridiculous negligence that caused these people to die. And so now we're stepping forward and saying, hey, hold these people accountable, sir. These people that are middle management bureaucrats, your deep state people, these are the people that get away with it every time. I was told when we first was going to step forward with this, I was warned by one of our attorneys, you realize these people are bulletproof. That's the word he used. Isn't that ironic, given
yeah.
the situation? Isn't that
exactly.
terrible irony?
Well, you know, and Brad, I appreciate what you're saying in terms of of leadership and talking about the middle line people involved in these decisions. But like anything, the buck stops at the top. I mean, this is the administration itself. You've got to go to leadership. They knew this stuff was going on. Their cables, you talked about in 1 year alone, 400 emails or at least communications that are going on, not to mention the fact that, you had a situation where the Red Cross had bailed out, Britain had checked out. There was lots of movement away from Benghazi during that period of time. It wasn't like there wasn't any kind of forewarning here, right? I mean, you'd have to be totally incompetent to know to somehow think that you were still going to be okay.
You just nailed it. It's incompetence, and I say gross negligence. Now, I want to add to what you just said. The Brits had pulled out. Look, there had been dozens of attacks against other missions. There had the Katibas, the Milsers were fighting each other in Tripoli. So this was the fallback position in case they had to vacate Tripoli, is what it was. That's what the purpose of the Benghazi mission was. But the problem is what you're talking about. I'm a military man. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm responsible for my subordinates. It doesn't matter whether or not I told them to do something. If they're out acting on my name, on my orders, to accomplish the goal, whatever decisions they make, if I've empowered decision makers, then I'm responsible ultimately for what they do, because I'm responsible for their activities as a leader. And one of the things that's really galled me all this time is, you know, if Secretary Clinton had just stepped forward and said, you know what, this was a terrible mistake, we did not listen, we should have listened, this won't happen again, here's the fixes we need, right?
Exactly.
That's how a leader does it. That's what a leader does. They immediately hid from it because it was political. They, you know, everybody knew she was going to run for president. Everybody. So our hope is now that that level of politics is taken out of it, that we can get Congress to act, to put changes in place and take these decisions.
So that this really won't happen again. Brad Owens is with us. More from Brad after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. It's about your liberty. We're just so quick to give these issues up anymore. I mean, you see what's happening in college campuses today, and this is the future generation of this country that has been indoctrinated to let go of their liberties. They just do not cherish freedom like the previous generation, and I think this is the big discrepancy that's happening in our culture today. Brad Owens continues with his former Army intelligence officer with the Taurus Advance Enterprise Solution. He was on the ground 5 years ago at Benghazi when all hell broke loose. Brad, there's just so many legs, as you say, to this story, so many levels of incompetence. You talk about the deep state, the establishment, tentacles that are connected to other people, political favors paid off. I mean, even like Jan Visitainer, who was your contact, right? I mean, she's with the State Department. She's the one that hires these security groups, right?
Well, yeah, she's a... She's what's called a contracting officer. So she manages these contracts for acquisitions, managed AQM at the State Department. Yeah, she's still in the same position she was in, making decisions, the same flawed decisions that she's made. I mean, I don't expect her decision-making processes to change just because of these things. But she's the one who pressured us to be quiet, but she wasn't acting alone. I mean, certainly this middle management person didn't just decide to embark on, you know, pressing us to be part of the cover-up or to try to silence us. And it's interesting to me, you know, if you look back at the choices that people make, for instance, according by the State Department's own rules, you must have a legitimate security license in the country that you're operating in. We were the only company licensed in Libya, hands down, the only company. We had a partnership with a local company. It was the only one surviving after the regime fell. And we had a partnership with them, and we were going to use their license to do this. Blue Mountain had a local partner that if they'd have done any due diligence, if Jan Visentainer just Googled his name on the open source, this guy was connected to a Unioil bribery scandal connected with Libya before the fall of the Gaddafi regime. He was fired from Unioil because it was made public in a WikiLeaks dump that he had suggested that the Unioil pay bribes in Libya to these officials to get the contract. Mm-hmm. So how did he get a security license on the ground when the National Transitional Council was not issuing any? It's pretty easy to connect those dots because they're not very far from each other. It's exactly. Very obvious that guy to us more than likely bribed his way to a letter of operation so they could do this contract. So the State Department on many levels made mistakes, but the contracting officers, the mid-level bureaucrats, they went out and they had their marching orders to suppress anything. As a matter of fact, there's an email from a Blue Mountain executive days after the attacks to Jan Visentainer, the contracting officer in charge, who says, hey, we're getting inundated with press responses. You know, what do we do? You know, we're not saying anything right now. Her response was, that's the right thing. Don't say anything. Don't speak to anybody publicly about this. Be quiet about it. And I'm sorry. Here I am. Mr. Smith goes to Washington again. I'm thinking, hey, why wouldn't our government want, you know, why would the government want to hide anything? Or why would they suppress, why would they tell Blue Mountain not to talk about this significant world event that took place that they were a part of? And it has to do because it would uncover incompetence. You know, it would show their you know, stupid decision making.
Well, and it would also, I believe, you know, as you say, Brad, there's more to be exposed here. And I believe there's other major issues down the road that involve President Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, for them to lie to this degree, I mean, first of all, to set up a system that says, we want you there to protect, to be security, you know, for an embassy or a compound and have no weapon, no sidearm, no weapon, you know, first of all, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, to hire a group that is inexperienced, that's unacceptable and incompetent. And then they realize they're in trouble and they call you guys, 2 weeks before and say, hey, bail us out. We're in serious trouble here. And then I imagine when you get there, you're thinking, this is a mess and you're in a mad scramble. By the time you get there, you've got days to try to secure the situation.
Right, and as a matter of fact, we didn't even have an opportunity to get our team on the ground. What we told them was it would take, you know, we told them it'd take about 30 days to get everything reassembled because we don't go in halfway. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll say this, we'd have had our own, the compound we were going to rent was half a kilometer away from the compound that they had rented, where the consulate was, and we were going to bring our own force out of Libya in. We'd have had a QRF there made up of probably six American former special forces, and some local guys that we trust, some local guys that were basically expatriates. They were not Libyan born. They might have been Libyan born, but they were raised in UK, were UK citizens, US citizens. So, yeah, we didn't really have time. And, you know, it's terrible if they had just come to us a couple of months before this, but they waited until the security literally had collapsed between the local partner and the UK company before seeking a solution. Now, yeah, I want to add a little bit of insult to injury. You ready for another shocking situation?
Go ahead.
The brigade, the local militia that they were using there, the 17th Water Brigade, is an Al-Ansar, Al-Qaeda in Africa affiliate. They had Chechen fighters. They had Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood fighters, traveling jihadists in their brigade during the war. And these were the guys at State Department. Contracting officers were forcing the RSO, the regional security officer on the ground, to use this additional security. Now, when they hired Blue Mountain, they unceremoniously fired these guys, right? Okay, so they're out. So that caused the problem. And then days before the attack, the RSO was forced. They said, they asked contracting for more support. They said, use the folks we told you to use. So listen to this. They actually contacted the 17th Martyr Brigade guys to support the ambassador's visit, asking could they provide additional security for the visit. That's a warning order to our enemy down there. And
exactly.
What that did was that let them know when he was coming and also told them that he was not going to have a strong enough security detail with him. Now, none of this stuff has come out in little bits and pieces here and there, but I hope that we can connect the dots and help people understand that this was one, it was preventable, and two, our goal now is to get some changes in place in Congress and to get some changes in the State Department that will prevent this from happening again, because nothing has changed. So I encourage your listeners, if you feel passionate about this, reach out to your congressman, reach out to your senators, reach out to people that are passionate about this issue, that are in Congress, and tell them, instead of another multi-million-dollar investigation that produces nothing, let's get to the bottom of how this happened, what gave them the opportunity, and let's try to put some obstacles between the opportunity. And also, you know, you were talking about leadership. Let me explain how the policy-making level stuff affects.
Brad, do we lose you? Okay, see if we can. We only got about 2 minutes left. As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is a powerful story and expose that is quite disturbing, even more so than the movie 13 Hours, because we're really getting a ground floor perspective here from Brad Owens, a former Army intelligence officer who's with the Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions, who was on the ground. I'm sorry, Brad, we broke up here, and we only got about a minute and a half left, so no doubt we need to have you back and follow up on this. Go ahead. Okay.
Right, the NSA must be on to me by now. Listen, here's the situation. So, you know, just finishing that thought out is that, you know, there's no way that they can say they didn't know it was dangerous. And you know, when you look at this, you talk about policy decisions to come down. They had a very soft power approach, lead from behind. And so they thought that armed guards on the front gates of our embassies presented an aggressive image. So there was a concerted effort through the course of the 8 years of the Obama administration. Every time one of these bids came up every 5 years, and they rotate depending on where they're at when they were bid, most of the contracting officers requested they be unarmed. As a matter of fact, Torres was even asked to voluntarily disarm our Panama and Peru programs, which we refused to do. So that also put us on the radar and a target on our back to try to force us out of this business. But we're here. We've survived. We're going to see that these people, I want some justice for Benghazi. I mean,
for these four men, these aren't just indiscript. These are men. These are families. These are sons and daughters that don't have their dad with them anymore. This is such a heartbreak. And if we're going to do what then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said and President Obama said, that we would get to the bottom of this so that this would not happen again, then certainly truth needs to be the banner. It needs to be the standard to get us out of this mess so that it would not be duplicated again. Brad Owens, former Army intelligence officer with the Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions. Brad, look forward to having you back, because no doubt, as you say, the story will continue and more will be coming out, no doubt, in the ensuing days. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Thank you for the opportunity.
You take care.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They get away with it, did you?
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Breeden joins us now. Jennifer is a legal analyst, human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology, domestic and international law. She particularly has been following and staying on top of what's been going on with the Yazidis and persecuted Christians. You know, Jennifer, these days you don't even have to go overseas. You can just stay here in America and see all the persecuted Christians you can see just about, just not being persecuted to the extent certainly overseas that they're being persecuted. But the attack on people of faith here in this country is going to new extremes, no doubt.
Absolutely. And even the people here, you know, I'm in Iraq right now, in northern Iraq, and they even recognize that persecution comes in many different forms. Even within Middle Eastern countries, persecution comes in different forms, whether it starts out as media talking poorly about it or as anything that they believe getting labeled as extremist or bigoted. You know, all of that stuff starts. It all starts somewhere, and it eventually goes into absolute violence and oppression.
Well, you know, and if we're not on top of this, you know, which came out in the last half hour in our conversation with Brad Owens with the Taurus Advanced Security Systems, they were on the ground, Jennifer, 5 years ago. Brad Owens was. So he has a very unique perspective as to what happened to our four fellow Americans, including an ambassador, Ty Woods. We talked with his father, Charles, this week. And the pain that he must feel to this day, that the family must feel with the loss of Ty and Sean Smith and Doherty as well. These are four Americans that died, and the cover-up, the ensuing cover-up, It's just amazing. But this is, again, what's proving to be the case in our country, is that you get some people who are bulletproof, who literally can get away with murder. You've got the elites, and then you've got, supposedly, according to our founding fathers, they gave us the Constitution, which I know you fight for all the time. It says that this is a government of, for, by we the people. But we the people have checked out, and they've been checked out. And you've got this ruling class of politicians that order the day and are getting away with this kind of insanity and this kind of illegal activity.
Absolutely. And you're right. You know, it is by the people, for the people. We the people elect these politicians, these leaders. But we also created a United States that has a checks and balances system that ensures that we can hold these people in check, in power, and we've failed to do that. We've actually we've come to the point where our apathy, we are just apathetic. We don't care anymore. We think that we're okay. We think that the U.S. is untouchable. And so we're not following this. We don't care about our constitutional rights and our laws to hold those in power accountable. And because of that, we're getting people in places of leadership. And not even the president, because it's hard to drain a swamp. It truly is.
Exactly.
You have people in the State Department, everywhere else, that are just neglecting their duties. It's a complete dereliction of duty. They don't understand the geopolitics, the region, anything else. And when they make mistakes, they want to cover it up.
Sadly, and this is another story in the Naked City here, what we're hearing from Benghazi, and this is after spending millions upon millions of dollars, the resources that we have invested to get down to the truth, and it's like, well, maybe we're just better off just going along with the big lie that Susan Rice gave us, and that is, it's all about a video, all this stuff doesn't matter. You're on the ground in Iraq, you're seeing at a ground level, and you've been throughout the Middle East looking at the things, and whether we're talking about North Korea, Iraq, Iran, Israel, you see it from the ground level, and there seems to be this incredible disconnect. And you can say it's the deep state. You can say it's all, you know, certain, you know, political favors that are in place here. But meanwhile, I mean, these are real problems, Jennifer, that impact our everyday American lives at some point.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about that. I'm on the ground right now in Iraq. I'm actually going to be here for the Kurdistan referendum, an independence referendum. The Kurdistan state, or the Kurdistan region in northern Iraq, I mean, they're vying for independence. They've wanted that since World War One. They've been neglected that. And so they're going forward. Again, they're voting on September 25th. And the U.S. has always been an ally of the Kurdish region. It's actually been the safest region for Christians. Christians from Iraq blocked here and from Syria because they knew the Kurds are secular. They're friendly to Christians. They're friendly to minorities. But in the last couple of weeks, the U.S. State Department leaders and some of these people have called upon the Kurds to just wait, hold off because of Iraq and Iran. You know, the Iraqi government is an Iranian-backed regime government there. And they're telling them to wait for one reason or another. And it shows, again, another disconnect. We're continually seeing these disconnects where now there's actually a chance to erect a secular state that is not only a friend of Israel, but of the United States right here in the heart of the Middle East that will protect Christians. And we are turning their back on them. We're not supporting them publicly, all in the interest of governments like Iraqi central government and Iran.
Yeah, I guess it begs the question, why?
And that's the whole thing. It comes down to politics. We want to keep Iraq, Baghdad's central government in our corner. But then again, we know that Iranian regime has really infiltrated the Iraqi government. We know that the Iranians have done that.
That's delusional, Jennifer. It's delusional to think that, right?
It is. And I always say that geopolitics is like a child's playground. You know, you still have Russia and the U.S. is competing popular kids, trying to get kids on their side, trying to get other people on their side. And we think Iraq is still on our side. We think we want to help them, and we just want to keep them happy. But we have to start making new allies with people that are actually going to provide some sort of secular government and stability to this region, specifically to the persecuted Christians.
Yeah, why not a litmus test that says, look, are you for us, against us? I think that's the age-old question that we learned as little kids. You know, I'm a little bit older than you, so, you know, when I was a kid growing up, there was a lot of the cowboy movies, and that was always the first question that the guys in the white hats asked the guys in the black hats, are you friend or foe, right?
Absolutely, and that's really the only thing you have to do. It's not a very hard litmus test to come over and find out what it is. You know, how do people look at you when you walk into a country? When I come into this country, and the first thing people on the streets of Kurdistan say to me is, oh, my goodness, America, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. there's something there to look into more. And, you know, they're certainly not saying that in Baghdad, I can tell you that much.
Well, certainly, and there are many Muslims and Muslim and other Muslim countries there that believe that America has done nothing for them whatsoever. In fact, I reminded somebody previously, a couple of years back, there was a 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl and a bunch of young Muslims, and the one Muslim man said, "You tell me one thing America has done for me, and I'll reconsider my opinion." And Leslie Stahl had no answer to him.
Well, of course she didn't. I mean, that's the whole thing. We're not even educating our own people. We, you know, we had a previous 8 years, and we've had administrations and continual leaders and people throughout the government of the United States that are still apologizing for the U.S. that don't know anything positive that the United States brings to the world. And you really don't know that until you study explicitly the rule of law, the rule of law development. What does the rule of law mean? That's something that our country really created. A government by the people, for the people, establishing the rule of law in a secular democracy with freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and allowing that to be kind of the cornerstone of what a powerful democracy is. So the fact that those people were even able to sit there and state what it is they believe freely on TV without fear of arrest, that's what America's done for you, and that's what they've done for many countries around the world.
Exactly, and this is why many of you want to come to America, and I say many of you, many Muslims, moderate Muslims who understand that they can assimilate, that they can realize a part of their own dream better here, as many Muslims, especially females, have said to me, "Bill, I have more freedom here in America. This is why I love America. I want to be protected by America and by America's rules and laws." It seems pretty academic, doesn't it?
It truly does.
Well, what is going on with Israel right now? We've got about 40 seconds, so, I mean, that's a big question for a short amount of time, Jennifer.
That's fine. I can say as of September 14th, Israel was the first country to come out publicly and support the establishment of an independent Kurdistan state in northern Iraq that would border Turkey, Syria, and Iran, holding them at bay, a secular Kurdish state. That's a big deal. You want to see who it is that Netanyahu and Israel is supporting explicitly to achieving independence.
Well, Jennifer Vreeden, legal analyst, human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology, domestic and international law. Jennifer, as always, great to have you with us. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date as to what's going on. Enjoy northern Iraq and give the Kurds a big hug for us, okay?
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools. A free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
There it is. Lights, camera, action. Yes, from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans, the movie guy, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and it was it last weekend. It was astounding.
It was the defibrillator that the box office had been calling for, right? I mean, who would have thought?
Well, it's crazy because it's usually a slow time of year. This was the biggest opening weekend ever during what they call the September-October quarter, which more than doubled the $56 million of Gravity, the previous best during this time of year. This movie made $123.4 million in this country alone.
Touching.
An astounding figure. Now, they think that this is going to make in excess of $500 million worldwide, probably more. Here's the punchline. It cost about $35 million to make.
Is that all?
That's it.
You're
That's
kidding. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
This is like a money machine for
Talk about going black quick, huh?
Oh, I mean, who knew? You know, that's what is so crazy about the business is you just really never know. Obviously, there was a pent-up demand. This, of course, based on a book that Stephen King came out with back in 86, and then it was a miniseries back in 1990, and all it never had been a movie. I guess people were waiting for it. They showed up, and it obviously will be number one again this week.
Well, didn't they do kind of a soft, derivative movie of this back then,
it was a miniseries on TV.
Yeah, okay, right.
But it was never an actual feature, and so, I mean, this one is one for the record books.
This is quite amazing, considering, I mean, what would it have done if Florida and Texas were in play? I mean, two states. I mean, that's a 48-state readout here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and big states, too. I mean, Florida was completely out of the picture, and, so it's going to be around for a while, a record holder. Home Again was number two. That's the Reese Witherspoon movie, way back down the list, making about $8.6 million. Then we had Hitman's Bodyguard, Annabelle Creation, and Wind River rounding out the top five. We have some interesting films coming out this weekend, and this is going to be an interesting time of year because this is when they release all what they call the Oscar bait. Because these are movies which may or may not do well during
the award season. We have a movie called Mother, which has been big on the festival circuit. It's by Darren Aronofsky, who's an interesting director. He gave us Black Swan a few years ago. And this is, the word I keep hearing is bizarre. This is a bizarre movie. 77% of the critics are recommending, but check out the trailer before you go. This is about a couple's relationship being tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. Great cast here. We have Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem. We have Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer. They're calling this a riveting psychological thriller about love, devotion, and sacrifice. Mixed reviews from some folks. Even Jennifer Lawrence on the red carpet says, hey, some people are going to love this film and some people are going to hate it. Mm-hmm. It's called Mother. It's out this weekend. You can check out the trailer and make
it. So Jennifer Lawrence is opening up her door to a bunch of climate deniers. Is that what it is, climate change
I'm
deniers?
Not sure exactly the plot.
But it could be close, huh?
It's a weird crew that shows up, right.
Wow.
We have American Assassin also this weekend. Of course, Michael Keaton has made this big comeback.
Yes.
In this movie this weekend. This looks really interesting. Only 41% recommending because I think it's a similar plot. Maybe we've seen this sort of thing before. But it's about Mitch Rapp, the character Mitch Rapp, played by Dylan O'Brien. He is a CIA black ops recruit under the instruction of a Cold War veteran, Stan Hurley, played by Michael Keaton. Now, the pair is enlisted by a CIA director, Irene Kennedy, to investigate a wave of apparently random attacks on both military and civilian targets. And they discover this pattern, and they lead them to a joint mission, and they try to track down this mysterious operative, which they think may be the cause of all this, an operative called Ghost, played by Taylor Kitsch, and he is intent on starting a world war in the Middle East. 41% recommending American Assassin. If you're into that sort of thing, it's out this weekend. And then a movie by Angelina Jolie. She doesn't appear in this, but she is the director and getting great reviews as a filmmaker for this movie called First They Killed My Father, which has been big on the festival circuit. This is a biopic directed by Angelina Jolie. It's about a human rights activist, a true story, and I hope I get her name somewhat right here, Luong Ung, who is a human rights activist, and this movie is about her attempts to survive during the oppressive Khmer Rouge era of rule in Cambodia. First They Killed My Father. Mm. And you can check out the trailer, but also it's being released by Netflix this weekend in addition to its theatrical release, so you can check this out in the comfort and convenience of your very own home.
Wow, that's great.
At Netflix, 78% recommending that one. And in case you've ever had a son or a daughter who's thinking about going away to school and you've done the college tour thing, this movie may be for you this weekend. It's called Brad's Status. I've been seeing The Trader for quite some time. 75% of the critics are recommending this one. And it's about a guy by the name of Brad Sloan, played by Ben Stiller. And he's with his son, and he accompanies his son on this tour of colleges on the East Coast. And the visit triggers a crisis of confidence in Brad's Status, thus the title. Now, Brad has this satisfying career, comfortable life in suburban Sacramento, but it's not quite what he imagined his life would be during his college glory days. So as he's showing his son Troy around Boston, where Brad went to school, he can't help but compare his life with those of his four best college friends. Now, that includes a Hollywood big shot, we have a hedge fund founder, a tech entrepreneur, and a political pundit and best-selling author. And he imagines their wealthy and glamorous lives. He wonders if this is all he will ever amount to. But when circumstances force him to reconnect with his former friends, Brad begins to question whether he really has failed or, in some ways at least, is the most successful of them all. Mm. We have Ben Stiller, Austin Abrams, Michael Sheen in this movie, Luke Wilson. Great cast. Looks like a great story. 75% recommending that one. I remember the book Catcher in the Rye.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody knows that one, right? Well, we have a movie out this weekend, which is a biopic about J.D. Salinger, who was the author of Catcher in the Rye. It details his relationship with a socialite, his experiences fighting in World War II, and the writing process for Catcher in the Rye. Got a great cast here. We have Sarah Paulson, Zoe Deutsch, Nicholas Holt, and Kevin Spacey. This is called Rebel in the Rye. Not getting good reviews because a lot of critics are saying it kind of feels like a television miniseries here. But a great cast, and if you're into the book or the author, you may want to check out Rebel in the Rye this weekend, 31.
Well, Salinger is just such a mysterious individual anyway, right? I mean, this is all, part of the Salinger mystique that has been bantered about. I mean, he's almost become a cult figure.
Well, he was, very publicity shy, as you might put it. Mm-hmm. He became this recluse who people became kind of an interest storing in his own right. So you can check out that one this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I guess this proves that you can make a movie about just about anything. We have a movie called Rat Film. Rat Film is a documentary. This is a feature-length documentary that uses the rat as well as the humans that love them, live with them, and kill them to explore the history of Baltimore.
What?
I don't know, but that's what this is about. There, one character in the movie says, "Hey, there's never been a rat problem in Baltimore. It's always been a people problem." So, if you're interested in the history of Baltimore or rats in general, Rat Film may be for you.
I thought Baltimore was known for their crabs, but they're rats now?
I guess.
I mean, Hairspray taught us that it was about the Baltimore crabs. Now it's Baltimore rats.
Baltimore rats are now taking center stage. Also, if you happen to be a
because
fan
I get
of,
because rat lives matter. You know, we know that, right?
Well, whatever. Maybe in Baltimore they do.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of women's footwear, we have a movie out this week. Manolo Blahnik. This is called a documentary called Manolo. He is quite a character. He's really something. And it's called Manolo, the Boy Who Made Shoes for Lizards. It's the charming portrait of this legendary shoe designer whose impeccable dedication to his craft set a fashion standard among celebrities. Now, this is a documentary, and, of course, you have all of the celebrities and all of the big people in the world of fashion, Anna Wintour, Rihanna, Paloma Picasso, Iman, Naomi Campbell, all the usual suspects in this one. And he is quite a character. Manolo Blahnik is the name of the movie.
Looks like the kind of shoes Melania Trump could be wearing, too, and then get harassed over that.
Well, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, if she's touring Florida, maybe she will want to check out.
Get some Manolo shoes, some special lizard shoes there just to freak out the media because they seem to be so obsessed with her footwear these days.
Fashion footwear. And then, of course, if you're wondering whatever happened to Nicolas Cage, he's in a movie called Vengeance, a love story this weekend.
Well, the IRS is happy for that. They can get some more of their money back, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
They're always glad to see him appearing in a movie. Vengeance, a love story. So we have a lot out there this weekend for people to check out. I think it may be it again this weekend. They think it may make another 50 million or so. So it obviously will be number one.
Well, were you surprised that Home Again, Reese Witherspoon's movie, didn't do better? Is it?
It was going to be a small movie. I don't know if they were thinking it was going to be quite that small. When you're competing with just something like a movie called It, which is a phenomenon, I mean, this is it's a little difficult. I mean, it's difficult to make your movie look successful if you're only making 8.5 and they're making 124 million.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I like the fact that we're going to get a shot at first they killed my father. I love picks like this and documentaries like this, and that Netflix is making it available to us this week as well, so in the comfort of our home, and especially for those that are still recovering from the hurricanes, could be a nice treat for them to be able just have a moment of amusement in the midst of all this cleanup stuff that that has been going on here between Texas and Florida as well. So and of course you've been getting some fires out there in the West, huh?
That's right.
Just for fun.
That's kind of typical for this time of year, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure out who to blame later on because there's all kinds of blame going around these days. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Don't forget
the results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.